still cold out.
All right, you might go out. Let's say you go out and it's cool. Mm-hmm. And it's not really cold enough to, you might go in and say, I think I'll put a sweater on. It's kind of...
It's a little airy, a little airish.
All right. And what do you call a wind straight from that direction? Anything special?
That's a, no, south. Wind's coming from the south.
And over here?
Be south. Well, if it's coming from that corner, be southeast.
Now, does that mean anything? Do you ever get certain kinds of storms from those directions? As you know, like a northerner's a cold, and you ever get anything from those?
Generally, a lot of your hurricanes are going to come from off of Africa, so that would be with the southeast, or from Honduras, so that would be a southwest direction. So be traveling that way.
The, well, okay, most of they don't come from the Gulf?
That's what I mean, the Yucatan and Central America, British Honduras, and down that way. They come in that Gulf way. See, a lot of them come from the coast of Africa, and then some of them come in from the Yucatan Peninsula and British Honduras. Honduras, they come up that way.
Okay. I'm just unwinding right now, so anything you want to say, just say it, because it's, I've covered everything I really want to cover. You're talking about, like, the natives have, natives meaning...
Key West is conks.
Yeah. Avoid Duval Street because of the tourists or because of the hips? Or
hippies.
Like what about that whole end of the island? Is the shopping center and this the residential area out here, is this the area that you're talking about, the people kind of stayed out in this area? Or?
Most Key West people will stay away from Duval Street down. That used to be a main street. On Saturdays, that place was crowded. You could see everybody that you haven't seen for a week.
It looks like it's been a little run out.
But since about 1965, when the hippies started traveling in, and the police didn't do anything about them, they just let them come and come and come. It just got to be a bad neighborhood, because that's where they'd hang out. And right now, that is where they hang out. If you go down Duval Street, near Mallory Square and everything, at nighttime, when the sun sets, you'll see long hair sitting out there. You'll see a tourist, but you'll see the hippies down there doing their sun dance because the sun's setting.
Mm-hmm.
And in this place, we do have beautiful sunsets.
No,
but that's where they hang out.
Mallory Square is down here.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Where's the most exposed part of the island as far as the weather goes?
To get the bad weather?
I mean, it could really do some damage if it came in, if something came in.
If it comes in, Garrison Bike in here, or along the Atlantic beaches,
down here.
Because it floods in.
Oh.
See, most of this land in here, I would say anywhere from Truman. Now, okay, let's make it from United Street out. It's filled in land. And anything from about White Street out is filled in land.
From United? Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Because you see out here, this is Flagler Street where the high school is at right now, right in here should be, near 2100 block.
Yeah.
All this used to be salt ponds.
Like these?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's where they used to get the salt
from.
Here's
United. Okay, so you're saying that everything from here out was filled in?
It's been practically filled in, yeah, that
so
area.
This is the old
This area will flood. If it downpours heavy and rain, you'll have flooded streets because of the drainage.
Yeah, I noticed there was some...
Big puddles.
So this is the old part of the island here.
Yeah, and this section, I would say, from Duval to White, and from Caroline
to Truman,
I would say is your old section of town. You know, I'd even go up as far as Whitehead. And I think in Margaret Street area is your highest. Well, I live in Fleming Street, so that's probably the highest elevation.
Yeah, someone told me.
The cemetery is safe, too.
This is the highest, yeah. Now, Fleming, you live what? Right down here?
Yeah, in the very last block, the fourth house.
Right there.
Right.
Okay, so when I mark you, I'm going to have a map just like this that I'll send it with the tape, and I'll mark your address and things there. And, let's see.